and welcome to this podcast with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. We're going to come down into child's pose to begin our practice today. So if you'd like to come down onto all fours, widen out your knees towards the edges of your mat, bring your big toes to touch, and bring your torso forwards, either letting your forehead rest onto the earth, onto stacked palms, stacked fists, or taking your scooped hands underneath your chin and resting on your elbows. But as you settle into child's pose, allow your hips to rock right back towards your heels, your heart and the crown of your head to extend forwards, and begin to bring awareness to your breath. Breathing in and lengthening from the tailbone up to the crown of the head, and breathing out and releasing the hips back towards the heels with the breath moving from the heart back down to the pelvis. Continuing to focus on your breath without any force or effort, just breathing in and breathing out. And as you next breathe in, feel as though you're breathing into the sides of your waist and into the back of your waistline, into your kidneys, expanding not only the front body, but the sides and back of the body at the same time. Exhaling smoothly, taking your next breath in without any rush or hurry, and exhaling completely once again. On your next inhale, stretch out your arms ahead of you and plant your fingers down onto your mat with your wrists lined up with your shoulders. Root down through the fingertips, underneath your knuckles and the heels of the hands, and lift your forearms away from the floor, rolling the upper arm bones away from your face. As you next inhale, draw yourself all the way up through an all fours position, bringing the shoulders over the heels of your hands and walking the knees in underneath your hips and bringing the knees in about hips distance apart. As you inhale, draw the navel to the spine and lift the tail, lift the heart, moving the shoulders into the back for cow pose. And as you exhale, round the spine, lifting the mid back up to the ceiling and emptying the neck into cat pose. Inhale, navel to spine, lifting the tail in the heart without wrinkling the back of your neck. Keep looking down and slightly beyond the front edge of your mat. Exhale and get nice and round. One more like that. Inhaling, opening the heart, and exhaling, spreading the stretch right from the tail to the crown of the head as you round. As you next inhale, come to a neutral spine where you're in between those two extremes of cat-cow. Navel still supporting the lower back as it draws up to the spine. Lengthen from your armpits to your hips. Then as you inhale, extend your right leg out behind you with the centre of the thigh bone, the kneecap and the toes pointing down towards the floor. The heel up at about the same height as your right hip. Stretch your left arm forwards alongside your left ear, with your thumb pointing up to the ceiling. Keep looking down so the crown of your head and your fingers are reaching in one direction and your heel, ball of the foot, is pressing to the wall behind you. Take another in-breath there, and as you exhale, lower the hand and lower the knee. And let's do the same on the other side, taking left leg back behind you and right arm out in front of you. Reach through the fingers. Reach through the crown of the head so the neck stays long. Navel to spine to keep you supported in the centre. And exhale, lower down. Let's alternate. Go back to the first side. Right leg and left arm as you inhale. As you exhale, placing them both back down onto your mat. As you inhale, left leg, right arm. And exhale, down on your mat. Inhale, right leg, left arm, and exhale, down on your mat. Inhale, left leg, right arm, and exhale, down on your mat. Great, let's crisscross the shin bones behind you and rock back over your heels and shins into a cross-legged position. And then separate your feet apart and walk your heels out a little bit further out ahead of you. So instead of having the heels close into your groin, you've got more of a diamond shape between your heels, knees, and inner groin. Take your hands forwards and take a hold of your ankles, and then flare your elbows out to the side. Inhale, navel to spine, lift the heart up, and begin to fold forwards into Tara Asana, star pose. So if I was looking down on you from up above, your elbows are pointing out into the little tips of the star, and as are your knees. Soften your face, part your lips and your teeth. Bring your tongue down away from the roof of your mouth. Soften your eyes. And just take one more full breath there, breathing in and breathing out completely. With chin tucked to chest, inhale and roll yourself all the way up. And now slide your heels in closer towards your groin into Baddha Konasana, cobbler's pose. Hold on to your shins, ankles, around your toes, or take a yogi toe lock. But do rock forwards to the front of your sitting bones so that you don't lean into the back of your sitting bones and slump. Instead, lean forwards. Draw the navel in and up. Pull the side waist back a little bit. Draw the sides of your neck back as the shoulders move down into your back. Inhale and lengthen up through the crown of your head. And as you exhale, use your hands to help your knees come to center, soles of the feet on the floor. Leaning back with the navel still pressed back against the spine. Inhale, lift the heels up to knee height and reach your fingers to your ankles. Ardha Navasana, boat pose. Inhale here. And as you exhale, come back to Baddha Konasana, cobbler's pose. Inhale and lengthen up. And as you exhale, slide your heels out to a wide-legged seated position, Upavista Konasana. Inhale and lengthen up as you radiate out through the heels, the balls of your feet, pointing your toes to your face with the kneecaps pointing up towards the ceiling. So be mindful that your toes and legs don't roll all the way in or all the way out. Keep equal weight on the inner and outer seams. Inhale and lengthen up. And exhale, maintain that length as you radiate out again through the soles of your feet. And we're going to move between those three postures with the breath. As you inhale, lengthen up. As you exhale, Baddha Konasana, soles of the feet together. Inhaling, lengthening up. Exhale, knees together, soles of the feet on the floor. Inhale, half boat, heels to knee height, leaning back slightly. And exhale, Baddha Konasana, soles of the feet together, lifting through the heart. Inhale, Upavista Konasana, legs out wide, and lengthen the spine. Inhale here again, and exhale, soles of the feet together, cobbler's pose, Baddha Konasana. Inhale, lengthen up. Exhaling, half boat pose. Inhale, cobbler's pose, Baddha Konasana. Exhale, Upavista Konasana, legs out wide. Inhale, Baddha Konasana, cobbler's pose. And exhale, Ardha Navasana, boat pose. Stay here and breathe. As you inhale, extend your right leg towards straight, pointing the toes. And exhale, bring it back in. Inhale, left leg extends towards straight, point the toes, and exhale. Inhale, both legs straighten, full boat, Navasana pose, inner thighs rolling in, and exhale, half boat. Inhale, right leg straight, exhale, bend. Inhale, left leg straight, exhale, bend. Inhale, both legs straight, exhale, bend. One more. Inhale, right, exhale. Inhale, left, exhale. Inhale, both, exhale. Inhale here, both legs straight. And then as you exhale, lower halfway to the floor, not letting the heels or your shoulder blades or head touch. Canoe pose, half boat. Inhale, squeeze back up, full boat. And exhale, lower to half boat. Heels and shoulder blades off the floor. Inhale, squeezing in to come up. And exhale and lower halfway again. Last one, inhale, squeeze to come up. And exhale, lower the feet down onto the floor. Crisscross your shins, rock forwards, and let's find downward facing dog. Turning the fingers forwards, index fingers pointing directly to the front of your mat, fingers spreading, tips of the fingers pressing down, knuckles pressing down, sit bones lifting towards the sky, and heels pressing towards the back of your mat. Begin to roll the inner thighs to the wall behind you. Draw your navel in and up and lengthen your sitting bones back as you bring your belly back to your thighs. Take your gaze to your navel or to your knees. As you root down into your index fingers and thumbs, into the knuckles and into the fingertips, roll the upper arm bones away from your face. And then without adjusting the position of your neck, keep the gaze to the navel, begin to press your heart forwards, lengthen it towards your thumbs. Inhale and rise up onto your tiptoes. And exhale, heels move down into the mat. Inhale and rise to the tiptoes. And exhale and down onto the mat. Inhale onto your tiptoes. And exhale down onto your mat. Feet together on the midline of your mat now. And as you inhale, right leg lifts all the way up to the sky. Press the foot to the wall behind you. And as you exhale, bring the right foot forwards between your hands. Maintaining the knee right over the ankle, rising onto your fingertips and drawing up through the heart of the palm. Lift your back thigh strongly away from the floor. And then as you inhale, try not to move your right shin bone. Instead, just lift up through your belly and round, looking back towards your back toes. And as you exhale, press the heart and the crown forwards, the shoulders into the back, and keep the left heel pressing to the back wall. Inhale, coiling in without that front shin bone moving. And exhale and radiate through the back heel and the crown of the head. One more pulse in that lunge. Inhale, coiling in, and exhale and radiate. Press down into your palms again onto the mat. Inhale, take your right leg straight back to the sky. Three-legged downward facing dog. And exhale, lower the right foot down onto the mat. Switching to the left side. As you inhale, left leg to the sky. As you exhale, step your foot forwards between your hands, ensuring that your ankle's right underneath your left knee and that shin bone isn't going to move now. Inhale, squeezing into the navel, and exhale, and radiate through the heart, through the back heel. Inhale, coiling in, and exhale, and radiate. Don't let that shin bone move. Inhale, and exhale. Great, palms flat down. Take your left leg straight back to the sky, three-legged downward facing dog. Inhale, rise onto your tiptoes and step, float, or hop forwards, bringing both feet to the top of your mat by your fingers. Inhale, draw the kneecaps up, lift up through the inner seams of your legs. And as you exhale, fold out and bow, looking to your knees or your shins, letting your head really release as the shoulders lift up into the back. Soften the knees a little, bring the hands into the hips, shoulders flat into the back, heart and chin forwards. Inhale, rising all the way up to Tadasana, standing mountain pose. And exhale, release the hands by your sides. Standing at the top of your mat, as you inhale, sweep the arms around and up to the sky, palms touch overhead. Take the back of the hands to touch. As you exhale, swan dive over your legs, forward fold. Inhale, coming up halfway. And on the exhale, slide your left leg all the way to the back of your mat, lowering the knee down to the floor. Squeeze the back knee and the front heel towards each other. As you inhale, scoop the tailbone, lift the navel, take the arms overhead, Anjaneyasana, lunging position, elbows right over the shoulders. Lift the heart, open the throat as you inhale. And as you exhale, take the hands down, stepping back to the top of a push-up. Inhale, press the floor away. And as you exhale, slowly lower all the way down to your belly, letting the elbows graze your ribs on the way down. Untuck the toes, spread the baby toes out into the mat. Lift the upper arm bones and glide the tips of your shoulders deep into your back. Inhale, rising up, press your tiger hands down into the floor. And as you draw the earth towards you, press your heart forwards. Cobra pose, exhaling, lowering down to the floor. Tuck the toes, inhale, pressing up and back. Downward facing dog as you exhale. Inhale, taking left leg up to the sky. And as you exhale, step the foot forwards between the hands. Look forwards. Inhale, lift the hips a little bit. Spring the legs together. And as you exhale, come into a forward fold over both legs. Inhale, spine lovely and long as you rise all the way up to standing. And exhale, the hands come down in front of the heart. Inhale, taking the arms out around and up. And exhale, swan dive out over the legs. Shift some weight into the balls of the feet. Keep all the toes spreading. Inhale, rising up halfway and sliding your right leg straight back behind you and lower the knee to the mat as you exhale. Squeeze the back knee, front heel towards each other to keep yourself steady as you rise up, circling the arms around you and overhead into Anjani Asana, lunging position. Tail draws in, heart lifts, open the throat, take the elbows back over the shoulders, inhale, and as you exhale, take the hands down and step back into the top of a push-up. Inhale, press the floor away, and as you exhale, slowly lower all the way down onto your belly, letting your elbows graze your ribs on the way down. Spread out your toes, upper arm bones lift up and glide the shoulders back, inhale and rise. Exhale and lower. Tuck the toes, inhale, press the floor away and back to downward facing dog as you exhale. Inhale, taking the right leg and stepping it forwards between your hands. And as you exhale, lift the hips, spring the feet together at the top of the mat and fold out over the legs. Inhale, take the arms out to the side, coming all the way around and up as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, hands come down to rest in front of the heart. As you next breathe in, take the arms around and all the way up. And as you exhale, swan dive out over the legs. Inhale, coming up halfway and stepping back to downward facing dog as you exhale. Feet together on the midline of your mat. And as you inhale, take the right leg up and open out into lamppost dog, bending the knee, dropping the right heel towards the left sitting bone and pressing the sole of that right foot across to the left edge of your mat. But be mindful not to let your left shoulder dip down. Keep lifting your left armpit up away from the floor. Take another in-breath there. And as you exhale, you're going to swish your right knee forwards and behind your right wrist, landing in Raja Kapotasana, pigeon pose. If you feel you're rocking all the way out onto your right outer hip, then do support yourself with a block if you need to. Try to keep your pelvis balanced, equal weight in the left side and the right side. Walk your fingers in, tented fingers underneath the wrists, and then tuck under your left toes. Lift your left kneecap off the floor, lift the thigh off the floor a little, give the hip flexor a little chance to open. Take another in-breath and exhale, lower the knee. Point the left toes, reaching to the back of your mat with your second toe. Inhale, lift the heart up. Once again, lift the heart and open the throat. And exhale and fold out over the legs, bowing to the earth. Inhale, rolling up. And exhale and pulsing down to the earth. Inhale. rolling up, and exhale and bow. Inhale, coming halfway up, and then begin to bring your left elbow to the outside of your right knee. Make a soft fist with your left hand over the elbow, and then take your right hand on top of your left fist, and as you press down, begin to spin your heart around to the right a little bit. Keep your right elbow pointing up to the ceiling and move both shoulders into your back, away from your ears. Lengthen through the crown of the head and reach back through that second left toe. Inhale. And as you exhale, let's release that twist and bring both hands down onto the floor. Inhale, pressing up. And as you exhale, swing your left leg all the way around to the front of your mat. So with your left leg extended out straight in front of you, mindfully pick up your right ankle and shin, and you're going to place the ankle just above your left knee. Keep your right ankle flexing still so the toes are pointing forwards towards your left foot. Take your hands just behind you, tented fingers or flat palms, but just be mindful if you use flat palms that you don't then slump into your belly. Keep the belly lifting back towards the spine. And then begin to bend your left knee, keeping the right foot where it is, bringing the sole of the left foot down onto the floor. So you've got kind of the top of a number four is the shape that's being made by your right leg as it presses into your left thigh. And the more you walk your foot in, the more dynamically the right hip has to open. You can try to come up onto your fingertips behind you, so the hearts of the palms lift up. Point the thumbs towards your bum and your fingers away, and soften your elbows to the wall behind you, but keep lifting your heart up towards your right shin bone. Lengthening up through the crown of the head, and the more your heart presses forwards and the more your left heel walks in, the more sensation you'll begin to open into your outer right hip. So just be mindful, and we certainly don't want to be feeling any tension in the knees. So just going as far as feels appropriate for you into your right hip. Take one more in-breath there and exhale. You can stay here and hold this, otherwise moving to Agni Stambasana. So sliding your left foot towards the right side of your mat and coming onto the baby toe side of that foot, so that as your shin bones move to the floor, your right knee is stacked over your left ankle and your right ankle is stacked over your left knee. Fire log pose, your shin bones just resembling fire logs stacked. Taking an in-breath here and lengthening up, whether you're in the figure four shape or whether you're holding Agni Stambasana. Find Ujjayi Pranayama now, breathing in and out of the pit of your throat. Ocean sounding breathing, without any force or effort, just that rhythmic fluid quality to keep the nervous system calm and generating that meditative quality through the body-mind. Feel free just to stay here, staying upright, enjoying Ujjayi in the figure four or in Agni Stambasana. If you do have Agni Stambasana, I'm offering you a twist. So bringing your right elbow to the arch of your right foot, which is now on top of your left knee. Make a soft fist with your right hand and then press your left hand down onto the top of it. Point your left elbow to the sky, move the shoulders deep into the back and begin to twist open to your left side. Breathe gently into any area that is resisting, possibly around the right hip right now. So as you breathe in, fully expand, and as you breathe out, soften. One more breath in whichever option you have. Great. And then as you next exhale, let's release that twist gently if you had it. And extend the legs out ahead, sitting up tall in Dandasana. So legs hugging to the midline, toes pointing to the face and spreading open. Fingertips walking back behind you with the thumbs pointing towards your bum and your fingers pointing to the back of your mat. Soften your elbows a little and then move the elbows towards each other. Lift the heart up, open the throat once again, sitting nice and tall to neutralize the spine after our hip opening and possible twist. Take another in-breath there and exhale and gently release, crisscrossing your shins and bringing yourself all the way forwards back into downward facing dog. Feet together on the midline of your mat. And as you inhale, take your left leg up to the sky and open it out into lamppost dog once again, dropping your left heel to the outside of your right hip. Really open the kind of lotus flower in the sole of that left foot. So spread all the toes and press it strongly towards the right edge of your mat. Be mindful of that right shoulder though. Don't let it dip down. Take an in-breath. And then as you exhale, let's swish that right knee forwards, bringing it behind your left wrist. Reaching back with your right toes, and then tuck the toes under, briefly lift the knee to stretch and open the hip flexor, and then lower the right knee down onto your mat. Point the toes again, and reach to the back of your mat with your second and third toe. Tented fingers either side of the left knee, left ankles flexed. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale and bow to the earth. Inhale, lifting the heart. Exhale, bows to the earth. One more. Inhale. And exhale and bow. Inhale, coming up halfway, moving towards the twist, bringing your right elbow in front of your left knee. Make a soft fist. Place your left hand on top of the right fist and begin to spin your belly chest around to the left. Keep moving the shoulders deeply into the back, extending through the crown of the head and reaching back strongly with your second right toe. Take one more breath in the twist and exhale fully. Inhale, and on the exhale, derotate and press yourself back up into pigeon pose again. Swing your right leg all the way around to the front of your mat and extend it out in front of you, pointing the toes towards your face. Mindfully pick up your left shin and lay it just above your right knee. Take your fingers behind you, thumbs pointing towards your bum, fingers pointing to the back of your mat. Sit up nice and tall, and then begin to bring your right heel and foot down onto the floor, bringing your right knee in towards you so that it ends up so that your left ankle is kind of in that figure four stretch towards the top of your right knee. Breathe gently here. And of course, as any sensations begin to dissipate and soften in the left hip, of course, move the hands in closer, keep lifting the heart towards the left shin, or walk your right heel in a little closer, or a combination of the both. Going into the sensation, but in a mindful way, working with your breath and working with the exhalation to let go of any resistance through the body. Of course, stay here if you'd like. Otherwise, moving towards Agni Stambhasana, sliding your right foot across to the left edge of your mat and coming forwards. So the shin bones are stacked on top of each other. So you're onto the baby toe side of your right foot with your left knee right over your right ankle. And your left foot is also flexed with the left ankle over your right knee. Again, feel free to use your hands as a bit of scaffolding and support behind you so that you can focus on the opening of the hips and keep getting taller and taller through your spine. Breathing here with Ujjayi Pranayama, breathing in and out through the hollow pit of your throat. And if you took the twist in Agnistambasana on the first side, let's take the twist here. So we're bringing the left elbow to the arch of your left foot, which is now, of course, on top of your right knee. Make a little soft fist with your left hand. Press your right palm down on top of it. And then begin to spin your belly chest around to your right side. Moving the shoulders deeper into the back. Looking towards your right elbow as it points slightly up. Extend through the crown of the head. Draw the navel back. Spin a little bit deeper. Take another in-breath there. And as you exhale, gently derotate. Extend your legs out for a moment. Take Dandasana once again, staff pose. Legs together, lengthening up through the spine, through the crown of the head, opening the throat and the heart. Take another in-breath. And then as you exhale, crisscross your shins. Bring yourself forwards and back to downward facing dog. Feel free to pedal out your heels, wag your tail, ripple your spine. Let your head be soft, figure of eights or yeses or noes. Take another in-breath. Then as you exhale, come back down to child's pose. Knees wide, big toes touching. This time, bringing your forehead to the mat if you can. Bringing your elbows alongside your ears. And taking the heels of your hands onto the back of your head, bringing the palms to prayer position in a full pranam, a full offering of gratitude for our bodies, for our perseverance, for the practice of yoga. Enjoy a couple of full Ujjayi breaths here, and do feel free to stretch out in Shavasana afterwards if you'd like. Namaste.